NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Darian Woods.
And I'm Weilin Wong. And we are here celebrating Jobs Friday, like we do every month.
That's right. Today, we learned that 275,000 jobs were added to the U.S. economy in February. And the unemployment rate rose a little to 3.9%.
So a small tick up in the unemployment rate, but based on history, it's still pretty low. And within all those jobs, nurses, mechanics, administrators, one occupation is on quite a tear, and that's wind turbine service technicians. They're known as wind techs, people who look after those gigantic structures with propellers tumbling in the wind. And the number of wind techs in the U.S. is expected to grow by 45% over 10 years.
And given all this projected growth, I wanted to know what the job entails. So I went to a wind farm up in Maine, the biggest wind farm in the state. It was near a town called Bingham. I tagged along with wind tech Connor Terrio.
I think there's going to be a ton more opportunity for people to build a career out of it.
Darian, are you here to announce a career pivot from podcasting to wind tech?
I had a pretty fun time, I must admit. But no, I'm here to document this very interesting and fast-growing industry. I actually climbed up the wind turbine, Weilin.
Darian! Did you have to sign a waiver?
I did, actually.
Well, I can't wait to hear more OSHA-approved anecdotes after the break.
This message comes from NPR sponsor HubSpot. More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Doing business has never felt harder. But you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You just need HubSpot. Because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: higher quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Vuori. Jump into a new perspective on performance apparel. Vuori makes products that stand the test of time and hope to inspire others to live vibrant, healthy lives, empowering your best life in clothing that can be worn for just about any activity from running to yoga. Visit Vuori.com/NPR to receive 20% off your first purchase and enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75. Discover the versatility of Vuori clothing.
At the Bingham Wind Farm, you start your day with stretches. Picture a circle of men in an industrial garage, beards, beanies. They're pulling on their steel-capped boots to stretch their quadriceps. I mean, it's a vital muscle in this job, which I'll find out later. This is all before a conversation about what needs to happen for the day.
Joshua.
And in the crew, you've got Connor Terrio. He's a lead technician for Vestas. He's had the job for several years. He's super measured, which is important because safety is a huge priority at this company.
There's a lot of electrical hazards just inherent. You're in the motor control cabinets, rotational mechanical forces. Just there's a lot of hazards with the job.
Everybody, looks like everybody's got their cleats on.
Vestas is among the top wind energy companies in the world. It's a Danish company servicing more than 57,000 wind turbines globally. It's got a brigade of wind techs maintaining and fixing wind turbines. And with US wind capacity forecast to double in the decade to 2030, that is growing. And look, I'll be honest, when I read about this, I did not know what the job actually was. Like, sure, maybe the blades need replacing once in a while, or the generators presumably break down sometimes. So that's how I found myself wearing a hard hat while riding an orange snowcat. You know, the snowmobiles with tracks like a tank. And today, Connor's focusing on the annual maintenance of one of the wind turbines.
Yeah.
So in between these snowy slopes of this woods in Maine, you've got 56 bone-white wind turbines stretched into the sky. Each are about as high as a 28-story building. They're beautiful to some, they're ugly to others. But when all the wind farms are combined, they are generating about 10% of America's electricity. But in any case, I couldn't see them that day because of the fog. I mean, I could barely even see the one that we were meant to service.
If you want to head right up, meet Matt up there, go ahead. I'll grab that stuff from you and put it in the bag. You can
Today's job, make sure the parts are all in good order. Top up the lubricant and oil, check the engine's working well. We walked inside the ground floor of the wind turbine. Above us was a 34,500-volt cable and a very tall ladder. Knowing that I was going to soon be climbing up the inside of the equivalent of the Statue of Liberty, I was keen to learn more about these safety protocols I'd heard so much about. And in this case, safety meant a lot of gear. Hard hat and harness, obviously. But there were so many carabiners. Small ones, big ones, carabiners for my carabiners. As we got ready for climbing, I felt like I was carrying half my weight in these spring-loaded aluminium hooks.
If there's too much slack there, as soon as you start climbing,
our ascent was aided by a clever piece of technology called Climb Assist, which is like a little electric tug up the rope, kind of like pedal assist on an e-bike. It makes the scrambling easier. At the top was the engine room. Even with the mechanical help, I really understood why they were stretching their quads earlier. I was a little tired when I got to the top.
Have you guys checked hydraulic oil?
And there you had a big blue dome, which was the electricity generator. You also had a computer and a steel cabinet to one side, tubes and cables neatly tucked away. And this is where a small team of wind techs will be based for two or three shifts. The turbine is off at the time. You don't want to be tumbling around, of course. And on the way up, Connor noticed some oil drips underneath the engine room.
We will drop down. They look to be, it might have been a residual gear oil leak, but we can go investigate that.
Yeah, let's investigate the leak. So we headed back down one floor.
Looks like the gearbox is overfull at one point. So there's a little bit on the deck below us. It'll be important to get that cleaned up. And then also,
Connor took a note to get his co-workers to figure out exactly how much oil the gearbox actually needs.
So we'll have them do that. That way they're all prepared for tomorrow morning.
The team was also replacing filters and refilling the turbines with lubricant that will slowly pump to the blades over the next year. They were sweeping out a year's worth of flies and ladybugs who had made the wind turbine their final resting place. We were like mice scurrying inside a sophisticated car engine. We were mice with hard hats on and a ton of carabiners. Looking up at one of those sleek, minimalist blades, you never would have known the complexity of what was behind the steel and fiberglass. I mean, I certainly didn't. We went slowly going down, one person at a time. Safety first, because one dropped cell phone or wrench could be deadly for somebody below. One fatality or serious injury could turn the tide of public opinion against these wind turbines. And that is already fragile enough as it is. You know, around the US, some people are worrying about the noise or what they'll do to the landscape. And back at the office, I asked Connor about what he had heard from the people in the town.
You know, certain guys will sort of gripe about, oh, you know, I used to hunt that land and you guys have ruined it, but honestly, we see moose and deer all the time. Like, the animals are still here. But for the most part, people are very receptive.
The wind farms open to the public. So people on snowmobiles, hikers, hunters, they'll actually chat with the wind decks.
Our guys are really good about taking the time to, you know, explain certain things and answer questions that they may have. And everyone, for the most part, is honestly very positive.
And Connor himself was really good about taking the time to show me through his day. His time is valuable. His base pay is around $73,000 plus overtime and benefits. And that's only likely to increase as the competition for hiring wind turbine service technicians heats up. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming.
This episode was produced by Julia Ritchie, with engineering by Valentina Rodriguez-Sanchez. It was fact-checked by Sierra Juarez. Kate Kincannon edits the show, and The Indicator is a production of NPR. Okay, this is the Windicator on the top of an air turbine. It's windy. Who'd have thought?
In this country, some truths aren't self-evident. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of stories as wide-ranging and real as the people who tell them, we celebrate the Black experience for all its soul and richness. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Elastic. Why do over 50% of the Fortune 500 use Elastic? Because Elastic has done the hard work of making it easier for companies to do generative AI right. Elastic Search AI helps them make insightful and impactful decisions at speed. Across search, observability, and security, Elastic has the power to take your data into the future. Find out how Elastic can help you at searchpowered.elastic.co.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Humana. Your employees are more than your coworkers. They're the heartbeat of your business. That's why Humana offers modern group benefits designed to protect employees and their families with dental, vision, life, and disability coverage. Humana knows every employee and every business is unique. That's why they listen to your needs and build plans with you and your team in mind. That's the power of human care.